Melissa, can I have a word for a moment?
Absolutely. How about thymelisi?
Oh, the dancing chorus in ancient Greek plays?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking more of encenia.
Encenia, the academic ceremony for conferring honorary degrees?
Well, of course. Those two everyday words figured in the Scripps National Spelling Bee that ended in a rare tie yesterday.
My colleague and Core Bruder on this daily audio feuilleton and I want to congratulate the winners.
Who finished as close as a pair of tight Antigropoulos.
13-year-old Anson Sujo and 14-year-old Sriram Hathwar.
It looked for a moment like Hathwar, the favorite to win, wasn't going to make it to the end.
Core Bruder. K-O-R-B-R-U-I-T-E-R, Corbruder.
That's a close comrade when spelled correctly, but then Sujo missed a word too.
Antigropoulos. A-N-T-I-G-R-O-P-O-L-O-S, Antigropoulos?
Which are watertight leggings. They evidently leak when misspelled. So it went on to the point where Scripps had only two words left. Hathwar had to spell that word, Melissa, that always comes up when we're just shooting the breeze about repetition and antithesis in ancient Greek verse drama.
Oh, yeah, stichomythia. Sujo's final word was feuilleton.
Okay, whatever. F-E-U-I-L-L-E-T-O-N.
Correct.
The winners knocked out 279 other spellers to land the title.
Robert, I'm doing a Peitschli right now, just thinking about it.
Who is it?
I put a spell on you. Because you're